You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yes, you've made it to another Monday. You're alive. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day today outside, so that's nice. And it is, to say there's a lot going on would be the understatement of the century. You got the Knicks as the two. You got the Rangers looking to wrap up the overall one. You've got the Mets winning series. You've got the Yankees winning series. You got the golf. I even watched some of the golf yesterday just to be able to talk about it with you guys today. We got everything happening. We got around the league. We got the draft next week. And, of course, as we always do, we have my good friend and yours, the great Rick DiPietro. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, David. Look at you conducting the Monday Open like a champion.
Well, that's what we do.
Bassoon, you go. Bass, you over there. I listened to that again.
Hey, Bassoon, you get going.
I cried.
Is that right?
I was crying tears. I was laughing so hard.
Did you listen on your own, or were there other people listening with you?
I had Cass listen.
And did she hear it the first time?
No, she didn't hear it the first time. She missed that part. She listened to the show. I was like, did you hear when Dave was doing the conducting? And she's like,
hey, Rick,
no.
Are you even here?
And then, yeah. When you get the direct deposit on Fridays, do you return it?
Well, honestly, next Friday, when you get your direct deposit, will you send it back?
That was so good.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That's nice.
That was great. The weekend was great. Masters was great.
Was the Masters great? I turned on the Masters for the last, I don't know, hour plus, and it felt like it was kind of a coronation and you knew who was going to win.
Well, it just felt like every time anyone else put some pressure, Oberg or Homa or Morikawa kind of put pressure, Scottie Scheffler had a response. But all three of the players I just mentioned – Oberg took a double on 11. Morikawa took a double on 9 and 11. Homa hit a shot on 12 where it hits the green and then takes a huge hop into the bushes. He has to take an unplayable. He ends up taking a double on 12. But, I mean, there was a reason why Scottie Scheffler was the prohibitive favorite to win the tournament because he's just that good. And now that he's fixed his, he got a new putter. He's cleaned that up.
He's got a nice beard.
Listen, on top of that, wins it. And now he's going to fly back to Dallas, and his wife's going to give birth to his first baby.
You talk about a win, huh?
He'd be a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, hey, can we wrap this up? I like to get home.
You win the Masters, and then you get out, and you're on your way to having your first child? I mean, what a win. What a way to live.
Right. Well, there was some actual talk. If she went into labor, he had told her, I'm coming out. I'm coming back. I'll withdraw. I don't care where I'm at in the tournament.
So
I'll withdraw.
He's 5 holes to go to win the Masters. He gets the call. My water has just broken. He up and leaves the Masters.
Right, which would be interesting because you're not allowed to have phones on the premises. Like, you can't take your phones onto the grounds.
We actually have some audio of the great Scottie Scheffler asked any chance you were going to leave if that was the case.
That's a testament to how good of a headspace I was in. I wasn't thinking about that much. I was doing my best to stay in the moment, stay calm, execute shots. I was very focused out there today. I feel like I did a really good job. You know, Teddy did a great job of making sure that we kept the golf course in front of us. Yeah, we had a great week.
There was no way he was leaving.
Well, listen, he had to make that choice. So he gets the best of both worlds. He gets to win the tournament for the second time and then now gets to jump on his private jet back and and be a dad.
Which is awesome. So good for him. So Scottie Scheffler wins the weekend. Really good weekend for the Mets. Good weekend for the Yankees. NFL draft is next Thursday. The Knicks, oh, baby. Friday night, they look so awful. So awful early on in that game. But Brunson again goes bananas, and they beat the Nets. And then yesterday, and I don't even know if a lot of people wanted them to win that game. I did. I believe Raymond did as well. I don't even know. Were you rooting when you knew that Cleveland lost? Were you rooting for the Knicks to win or lose that game yesterday?
Would I have been heartbroken if DeRozan made that shot at the end of the game? No, I wouldn't have been heartbroken. But this is who this team is. I mean, that's why we love this team, isn't it? They go out and try to win every one of these games, and now we'll have the 2 seed, and we'll have to play the winner of the Heat Sixers game.
Right. That's right. So I don't know if this is the right way to approach this. I'm hopeful it's the Sixers. I'm less concerned. I'm concerned about both. I would have been less concerned about Indy than any of those teams, but I'm hopeful that Philadelphia wins because, quite frankly, I don't want any part of Miami. I think the Knicks will beat Philadelphia. Miami would give me real concern.
Well, both of those teams. I mean, there's a difference. Those aren't real. Like, if the Sixers don't lose Embiid for an extended period of time, are they a 7 seed?
No.
Right. And the way that, you know, Miami approaches the regular season, then all of a sudden have this, you know, this other gear when they get to the postseason. We know how we saw it. We witnessed it. We lived through it last year. Like, it would be hard to wrap your mind around this team having a 50-win season, Jalen Brunson having, in my opinion, an MVP-caliber season. Like, he should be right there to win an MVP. I mean, I got a bunch of nuggets and everything else to back that up. If they lost in the first round of the playoffs, that'd be tough to wrap your mind around.
Oh, it'd be awful. It really would be. But I guess the question is it worth it in your mind to have the two, to have every first two games and every game 7 at home unless you play Boston, or would you have preferred to play Indiana and then been on the road to start that series against potentially Milwaukee and a game 7 in Milwaukee? Which of the two would you have preferred? That's the question.
Well, that's been the conversation, right? Do you prefer the matchup, or do you prefer
home court?
Home court.
Would you rather have the easier matchup in round one, or would you rather have the home court throughout unless you play Boston? Therein lies your question.
Right. I don't think you're going to know until you see how this first round series turns out. I mean, if this turns into a, which I'm sure it will be, I don't think it matters which team. It's going to be a really hard fought series, and you win and you move on. Say it takes you, you know, 7 hard fought games, and now it ends up being Milwaukee in round 2. Maybe even the Pacers. Who knows what happens? You know, with Giannis and his calf, it'd be even worse if it ends up being the Pacers, because now you just worked your butt off.
Because then you would have had it anyway, right?
Yeah, you're getting the same thing. So, because you're gonna have home court in that anyway.
Now the worst thing would be is if you lose and the Pacers win.
Well, no, the worst thing is if you lost, period.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that'd be even worse. Because then if Milwaukee, at least you see that you were going to go against Milwaukee and you would have played for that home court. If you lose in this first round, I hate to say it, if you lose in this first round, this season is a failure.
And that would be really hard.
I agree.
To have that come out of my mouth.
Because right now, as we sit here on tax day, April the 15th, you say that this season almost couldn't have been a bigger success. 2 weeks from now, we could look at it and say, boy, this season was a failure.
Right. Like, think of all the positive things that have happened this season. Right? Like, I mean, Jalen Brunson has turned himself into an MVP candidate. Like, he's, like, in that you know, kind of superstar kind of
realm.
Right? I mean, what you've seen, you know, with the addition of OG, what he's meant to this team as far as winning is concerned. They're 20-3 with OG in the lineup. Hartenstein, DiVincenzo, what Deuce has turned himself in. I mean, we thought it was a hard of course. We thought it was a throw-in, but, I mean, look what Precious did in OT last night, yesterday. Precious was a beast in OT. He's not just some throw-in. You got a great coach. Like, you name it. Like, all these positive things have happened. I mean, being able to, you know, to go 21-15 without, you know, your second best player, an all NBA player, like all the positives, to have it ripped away in a round one loss would be, I mean,
It would be devastating.
That would be devastating.
You're right. It would be absolutely devastating. But right now, you're the two, and you're going to go up against either Philadelphia or Miami. Hopefully it's Philly, but neither of those is going to be an easy landing spot. And I don't think Indiana would have been an easy landing spot either. I just think it's the easier of the three. And now you take your chances.
Well, here's the thing, though, right? This is not, you know, this is not one of those situations where, okay, you won the first round of the playoffs and you go into the second and it's going up against a really good team. It's a hard fought series. Maybe we'll say it goes seven and, you know, you end up losing. At least you can kind of, hey, great season, 50 wins.
Nope.
We won a first round series. We gave Milwaukee everything they could handle in the second round, but it wasn't enough. We'll make that big move and we'll be right there. You won't be having those conversations if you lose. You're playing, you know, either one of these teams is a really good team, but it's still the first round. Right? You're not taking, there will be no positives taken out of losing a first round series.
Nothing. I mean, you will say Brunson's a star. Like, that's not going to change, and you're excited about OG and Hartenstein. You hope to re-sign him and all those things. But you will look at the season and say, what could have been a special season ended in failure. Because think about this now. If you lose that first-round series, no matter who it's against, you now had a lesser season this year than you did last year.
Right.
And you think that this year's team, at least I do, is considerably better than last year's team.
Of course it is. And you're right. There's no consolation coming out of losing in the first round. No.
And you just said losing in seven? That means I'm losing at home in a game seven? That would be catastrophic.
Well, no. I was saying, like, in the second, you know, like, at least, like, even last year, right? Julius is banged up. Brunson's nicked up. It's, you know, I know we underestimated the Heat going into that series, but you recognize how good they are, what they do in the postseason, how great a coach Eric Spoelstra is. And at least in your mind, you could kind of say, hey, listen, we took them six. It was a hard-fought series. You know, we're going to make some, you know, we'll make some additions this offseason, and we'll be right back here. You're not going to have that same conversation if that's a first-round loss, especially when you're the two seed and you just won 50 games. That's not going to happen. It's not going to be like, oh, yeah, you know what? It was a tough Miami team. We know what Jimmy Butler does in the postseason. Spo's a great coach. People will lose their minds because there'll be another year, too, especially to Miami. Can you imagine if it's one of those situations, too, where it's like it's clear that Spo is a better coach than Tibbs and they lose in the first round, the phone calls we'll take after that?
He'll get crushed.
Killed.
He'll get crushed. And you know what? Maybe rightfully so, depending how the series goes.
I got to tell you, though, I will lose a lot of respect for the sports gods if they do us dirty like that.
Do you have a lot of respect for the sports
gods? I have a ton of respect for
now.
The sports gods.
You
yes,
do.
I will not say shut out. There are things I will not do because I will not tempt the sports gods.
So you
karma.
Won't say no hitter that won't utter
nothing.
Out of your mouth? Nothing like
None
that?
None of that. Looks like this game is over. None of it.
You're not that guy.
I'm not that guy. I'll never be that guy unless they mess around and screw this up for us, because we're one of the only teams in the NBA that fights every single game. We don't do load management. We battle. We fight right to the very end.
Very scrappy.
Very scrappy. And you know what? Would have been very easy to say, hey, you know what? We don't need to win this game. Finish the three. Host the Pacers.
Even
no
during the game. Like, you knew that Cleveland had lost. So even during the game, you could have said, all right, you know what? We were playing our guys. We were trying to win. We didn't know. Now we know. Now we're done. Now we're out.
But we didn't. We did not do that because that's not who we are. That's not in our DNA. And I'm just hoping that that pays off for us.
So do you not believe in the sports gods if the Knicks were to lose the series?
Like, I'll lose a ton of respect.
Are the gods dead for you?
They'll take a big hit. Because now I'll just get willy-nilly. Now I'll start messing around and see what happens.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Shouldn't a team like this be rewarded for how they handled this regular season?
Well, forget about why. I mean, yeah, I mean, we're all Knicks fans. I mean, you want them to win. You desperately want them to win. You're the two seed. What a regular season. They won 50 games.
Yeah,
50 games.
First time since 2012-13.
I mean, this was a phenomenal season, and this was not a season without struggle. This was not a season without, you know, hurdles to jump over. You had Randall getting hurt. You had OG getting hurt. I mean, there was a lot of things. You had Mitchell Robinson going down for the bulk of the season. I mean, there's a lot that they had to endure. And they finished on the upside every single obstacle, every single hurdle they had. And now to have it ripped away in the postseason would be tragic. Sports tragedy is what it would be.
Right. I mean, you're talking about losing All-NBA, second best player for 36 games. OG missed, what, 27? Mitch missed 51. I mean, you had that's 3 of your 5 starters. And you still, I mean, managed to win 50 and get the 2 seed. That's pretty impressive.
It was a special regular season, and let's see what we are now. Now, on the flip side, how about Boston? Boston had, 60-something wins, cruised to the top record in all the NBA, and for their success, round one, they're going to get either Philadelphia or Miami most likely as well.
Right. It's a joke is what it is. So, I understand. Like, yeah, listen, and the whole the NBA regular season is, they know it's a problem. We all understand it's a problem. Like, you have to incentivize guys to play 65 games? Come on. And have an in-season tournament?
Well, they do.
Yeah, it's a joke, though.
Because they don't know how to make it relevant otherwise.
You make the most money, and it's all fully guaranteed, and we got to incentivize you to play regular season games.
Yes.
Come on.
That's exactly right. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Now, from brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. We start with the Knicks, but we got a lot to do. Good weekend from the Mets. Good weekend from the Yankees. NFL draft is approaching. Rangers looking for the top overall seed. Islanders looks like they're going to get in as well. We got to talk about the game on Saturday, too. DNR with you on a very busy, bouncy Monday, 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, big read day for me. Big read day for me today. The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on Philadelphia or Miami in the play-in tournament. Maybe you like the Lakers to make a run or even the Warriors. FanDuel also has three-point props, over-unders, first basket score bets, and so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We are New York, and we love basketball.
Oh, yeah, Ray. We really do. We are New York, factual. We love basketball, factual. And not only that, we love this team. We absolutely love
this team and what they did this season. That being said, it's a fickle city. And God forbid things don't go well in round one. This adoration for this team will quickly go right out the window.
Right, and I got the sense this regular season that when we talked Knicks, until you actually challenged Knicks fans to call.
Right.
That
there was some complacency.
Yeah, like we know this team is good. Now we want to see how when we get to the playoffs.
Well, here you are.
Well, here we are.
So we're thinking without knowing, right, that the Knicks are going to probably open on Saturday.
Yeah, so you get the plan. The Sixers will play the Heat on Wednesday. It sounds like I saw the one schedule where it could be. I mean, it could line up here where it's like, yeah, Knicks on Saturday, Rangers on Sunday, Knicks on Monday, Rangers on Tuesday.
I think that's what it's going to be.
That's going to be wild.
It's going to be. It's
NBA did say day. The NBA did say the Knicks will play on Saturday. It's just a TBD.
Well, the NBA also confused the you know what out of me yesterday.
I get it.
They said that in an official tweet by the NBA. It said the Knicks could play Atlanta or Chicago in round one. And I sat there for like 20 minutes trying to figure out how that was the case.
it was a mishap.
I mean, come on.
It was a mishap.
That's a bad mishap.
The Celtics could play.
Listen, there were a lot of scenarios.
And that was not they a scenario got, that they, could have happened for either of
they,
the
Knicks. Somebody got overwhelmed.
Raymond, someone made a conscious decision to...
Almost like a bazam popped out.
Oh, I can't wait for the playoffs, man. Let's go.
Oh, so exciting.
I mean, you got two between the Rangers. We'll have the Islanders in there, too. But as far as like a real chance here to make a nice run. I mean, Rangers, you're expecting as a Rangers fan. Like,
I will say this, and we'll get to the Rangers. A lot of Knicks fans are lined up, and I want to get to them. But I will say this. If the Rangers don't go to the conference finals, this has been a failed season.
Yeah, they're ready to win. They're ready to win now.
You see the story that Philip Hedel is practicing?
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
Like full practice.
I saw it, yeah. It's good. It's big for you.
That'll be huge.
Yeah, this is going to be a good... This is the best time, man.
This is the... Okay, do you like this better, or do you like September 15th better?
Ooh, that's a good question. Because I got the NFL.
Yeah, that's right.
I love the NFL, but I mean, I got to tell you, I love... My favorite thing to watch is the NHL playoffs. So
okay,
I'll say this time.
All right, Raymond, we know you're very deep into this. This better or September 15th?
Oh,
better?
Don't get me wrong. I love the NFL. And football is my number one without question. But there's so much more at stake here. It's so much more. It's exciting. I'm all for this. Give me this.
Plus,
time
you
of
work
year.
For these teams. Plus, you work for both.
Yeah,
these
this
teams.
Is fantastic.
Pilot, would you get a ring if either of these teams win?
I have no idea. This is
yes,
not. A,
he
this
would.
Is not a question I've asked.
You'd get a ring for sure.
Why would you not ask that?
Who would I ask? And I feel like it would be pretentious to ask.
Okay, is there a chance you go on a float?
I don't know.
I think better chance getting a ring than a float.
Why listen, not? Now, I'm not saying his own float, but maybe he goes with the other radio
imagine
people.
They gave me my own float. Who is that guy?
And coming down Broadway is Ray Santiago and his ladies.
Well, you imagine how many ladies he'd have now? He had two. I mean, he has two without any rings or championships. Imagine if he's got, you know, he's on a float with the ring.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
Raymond, there'd be more bosoms than you know what to do with.
Stop, it's too many bosoms.
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
That's nice. All right, let's get to the callers. 1-800-919-3776. A lot of excitement. We're here for you. Kevin in Rockland, lead us off, Kev. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, boys. It was a long season, but we made it, you know. It couldn't be happier the way they ended this season.
Yeah, listen, it was a great run. They got the two. So are you pleased they went for the two, or he's gone now?
Well, Raymond hung right up on him.
Raymond has a very short leash today.
Well, it didn't seem like he was going anywhere.
He wasn't ready. Come on.
What do you mean he wasn't ready?
He wasn't ready.
He was ready to go.
That's your definition of ready to go?
Yeah, he didn't feel like he was ready for the moment.
Yeah, moment too big for him.
You show up game one like that. Come on. You get run out of the building.
Run out of the building. You don't want that. I'll tell you what. That game won huge. I don't want to have fought 50 games, toot the nail, playing every game, and lose home court right off the bat. I want to go out there and hammer whoever we play game one.
You'll be a nervous wreck.
We'll be a nervous wreck. I'm already nervous.
Well, because there's real expectations now.
For both my teams.
for both your teams.
I'm nervous starting tonight. I'm nervous about the Rangers winning this game and getting the overall one.
Yeah, you gotta get that one in the East.
You have to get that one. I mean, you with everything you've been through, let's go to JC in the Poconos. Good morning, JC.
Good morning, boys. I'm really excited about the Knicks playoffs, but at the same time, I am super, super scared. I mean, I did not want to see Miami or Philadelphia in the first round, and it's going to happen. So I'm hoping this team can just gut it out like they've been doing all season, but I am super, super scared.
I think that's very fair. I think these are the matchups that you didn't want to see, and you're going to get them. And I'm sure, thanks to the call, JC, that those teams, whoever wins that game on Wednesday, right? Whoever wins that game. And I think I saw that Philadelphia was a 5-point favorite in that game. Whoever wins that game is going to be saying to themselves, we can beat the Knicks. Like, I'm sure sports radio in Miami or Philadelphia is going to be saying exactly what we're saying. We're not scared of the Knicks. Let's go.
Right. Well, I mean, you saw what the Sixers were before Embiid went down, what Embiid was doing before he went down, what they are now since he's back. And I'm sure the conversation in Miami is we just beat them last year.
Right.
And we added Terry Rozier this year.
And our coach is better than their coach. And home
and
court
they have no Julius Randle.
Right. Home court for us is not that huge a deal.
Oh, for a lot of those teams, that's how they feel. That's why the regular season has turned into such a garbage product.
Well, that stinks.
Because we'd rather be healthy than get home court.
So there's a pretty decent chance that we're going to see a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals in the first round this year.
Yeah. Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, but we see it in the first round this year.
Yeah, could happen.
Let's go to Al in Holbrook. Good morning, Al.
Hey, good morning, guys. How about those Knicks?
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous.
I love it. Here's the thing. I do have a different take from you guys as far as if the Knicks didn't succeed in winning round one. I don't think the season would be a failure. And let me explain why. If Embiid doesn't play and the Sixers lose, no one's going to say the season was a failure. They're going to say they lost because Embiid didn't play or Giannis didn't play if Milwaukee Bucks lose. But how come when the Knicks lose, all of a sudden the season's a failure? Meanwhile, we have an all-NBA player who's not playing. The Knicks, are doing very, very, very well with the emergence of Brunson. But he's so good that we forget we have an all-NBA player that's not playing. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think anyone forgets. I don't think anyone forgets that we're missing Julius Randle.
Right.
But I also think that there's a lot of people that don't think that Julius Randle is that same all-NBA player in the postseason anyway. And this is not like the Sixers losing Embiid or Milwaukee losing Giannis. We have our Giannis. We have our Embiid. That's Jalen Brunson, and he's playing.
Right,
I'm telling you, Al, listen, you're a better man than me, because if this first round series goes the way you're talking and we don't win,
okay.
I'm not going to be as overly optimistic as you are.
No, I'm not. Trust me, I would be dejected. Trust me. But I wouldn't look at the season as the failure. What I would do, honestly, is think, what kind of team we're going to have next season? Because when Randle comes back, and I'm sure with all those first-round picks, we're going to make some kind of trade for whether it be Murray or Bridges. I already know in my heart that next year we will be the number one seed. I feel that way already. But I'm praying for the best. Listen, I'm a long, long, long-time Knicks fan since the 80s. So I'm praying for the best. But will I think it would be a wash of a season if we don't win? Nah. I feel like the emergence of Brunson puts a positive light on this season regardless, because now it's not about me. It's about Brunson. Brunson now sees what he can be without Randle, without anybody. He's a number one.
So stating that, Al, thanks for the call. If you talk about the positivity of Brunson, you have Brunson.
You have Brunson. OG's back. Like, yeah, you have all these things. You don't know what's going to happen next season. You don't know what's going to happen this offseason. Hartenstein needs a contract. OG needs a contract. The big move you're talking about, does that include Julius Randle? Does it include Mitchell Robinson? Like, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, outside of Julius Randle, your team is back. You're healthy. I mean, I didn't expect Mitchell Robinson to be back, but he's back, which is great for us. You can't just afford to to just waste seasons.
Yeah, I need to win that first round playoff matchup. We'll break. We'll come back. 1-800-919-3776. It won't be easy. It shouldn't be easy. But you know what? You need to get past, to kind of exercise some of these demons, you need to get past either Philly or Miami. All right, we take a break. We'll come back, more on the Knicks. We'll get into the hockey as well. Baseball to 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They're going to contractually guarantee that you'll lose at least 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. And NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any shots. Go to njdiet.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The Rangers are this far away from being the President's Trophy winners in hockey. We'll get to all of it. Mets, good weekend. Yankees, good weekend. Although they probably should have won that game yesterday. They let get away. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by and say...
Hello!
That's right. That's nice. 1-800-919-3776. I need... the Rangers to win this game tonight. Need it.
I understand that. It feels like you're a little bit on edge.
Yeah, well, I don't think they're playing great hockey. And I was actually near panic on Saturday because I saw the entire season going up in flames if they would have lost that game to the Islanders. So, yeah, I am a little bit on edge.
Yeah, but your guy came through for you.
Well, he is something special, huh?
Oh, he is. Now we got to see him do it in the postseason.
We got some stars here in New York.
We got some, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about two of the great free agent signings in just, I mean, in their respective sports. What Panera's done with the Rangers and what Brunson's done with the Knicks now. It's, I mean, especially to do it here. And Panera took less money.
I know. And Brunson took no money.
And and everyone thought that Brunson initially, we gave him too much money.
Right. He's almost playing for free.
I got some great Brunson stats here before we take the rest of these Knicks calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What do you got?
There's some good nuggets. So how good was this Jalen Brunson season as far as the New York Knicks are concerned? So this is in the history of the New York Knicks. So he had 6 30-point 10-assist games, which is the best in a Knicks season for the Knicks.
30 and 10, okay.
He had 36 30-point games, which ties him for first. He had 11 40-point games, which ties him for second. He had 2,212 points, which is the third most in a season. 28.7 points per game, which is the third best. And 211 threes made, which is fifth. So that's kind of just what kind of season. And then this is another, you'll like this one.
What do you got?
There are only three players in the history of the NBA that averaged 28 or more points, six or more assists, and shot 40% from three while playing at least 77 games in a single season. Larry Bird did it in 85.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he won the MVP. Steph did it in 2016. Oh, unanimous MVP. And Jalen Brunson did it this season.
Unanimous MVP.
Unanimous.
Wow. Listen, I got to be honest. I think you would agree. As great as these numbers are, and they're phenomenal, he's not winning the MVP.
No, he's not. But he should. He should be right there.
He should be in consideration.
Strong consideration.
Would you? If I told you he was top four in the MVP voting, would you feel good about that?
I don't know. Tell me a player in the East that's had a better season than him.
Player in the East. I mean, Tatum's had a great year.
Brunson's been better.
Giannis had a great year.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And I'm sure. He's had a good year. I think under the circumstances, what Jalen Brunson has done.
I mean, Jokic has had a phenomenal year.
I said East.
No, I know, but he's not winning the Eastern Conference.
Right.
Player of
the year. I think that there's going to be. It's going to be Jokic. It's going to be SGA. Doncic has had an unbelievable season.
Unbelievable season. What matchup is the most intriguing to you?
What matchup? It's going to be that Denver, potential Denver Lakers series.
Denver Lakers series. How about Clippers and Mavericks?
Yeah, that's going to be good too.
That's something.
Doncic and Kyrie against Paul George, Kawhi, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden.
Yeah. By the way, we ripped the NBA. I think when appropriately needs to be done. All the games on the Eastern Conference, 1 o'clock. All the games Western Conference, 3:30. Big fan of that. I really like that.
Yeah, I liked it too. I like. Listen, it's not the NBA. I have a hard time blaming the NBA. I mean, the NBA's they recognize they have a problem. I mean,
right?
They're trying
to manipulate it. But I mean, this in season tournament, we kind of poo pooed.
It's the players. It's not the NBA. It's the players. You think?
I mean that.
The NBA would like to have teams actually try during the regular season, so they don't have to add all this extra pomp and circumstance and pay them more money to compete in an in-season tournament.
A made-up tournament.
Right.
Really, it's just, we'll do this as a tournament. Here's Kendrick Perkins on ESPN saying, Brunson, top three, should be at least, in the MVP voting.
So let's talk about the MVP conversation. He should be top three right now. He has been the best player in the Eastern Conference. Every time he go up against any of the top dogs in the East, he come out victorious. Jalen Brunson, at 6 foot, is doing it by himself with a collective of role players.
I agree wholeheartedly with the first part. I don't agree with that second part, doing it by himself.
That's a little disrespectful to say that, but I mean, if you take a step back and think of who he's done it with.
I'm not saying he's doing it with other stars, but to say doing it by himself, I mean,
he's getting help. I mean, there's a difference, right? There's a difference between playing with stars or players that star in their role. We have a bunch of guys that star in their role.
Yes.
But he is missing his second best. He's missing his. The guy who rides shotgun, who's an all-star, all-NBA.
Yeah, he's Giannis missing Robin to his Batman.
Giannis has Dame. Tatum has Jaylen Brown and KP and Drew Holiday. Luka's got Kyrie. SGA's got Chet Holmgren, and he's got good pieces around him, too.
Jamal Murray, right?
Right.
Michael Porter, yep.
If I were to vote and take my heart out of this thing, I would probably give it to SGA. And the fact that they have the one seed in a much harder conference.
If Jokic, SGA, or Doncic finish above Brunson, I don't think you can freak out.
I would say if Jokic or SGA, I would put Brunson ahead of Doncic.
Okay, that's fine.
Now, I think, listen, now Doncic is awesome. But
it's certainly a conversation that can be had, though.
Right, but you're still talking about Brunson taking this team to the two seed.
So then is it fair to say if he's not top four in the MVP voting that you would feel like something was, there were shenanigans going on here?
Yeah, I would be upset.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hi, Ken. You're on 98.7.
Morning, boys. These are exciting times. Mainly a question for you, Rick. Do you think the Knicks themselves would have pissed off the sports gods if they intentionally tried to lose, tried to not be who they are, and maybe Indiana gets that extra, you know, chip on their shoulder, firepower, bulletin board material?
Yeah, listen, I just go, I mean, that's who this team is. That's who they've been all season long. I mean, they go and they try to win. Right? You take the 2 seed, it's going to be the tougher matchup, but you have home court now throughout until you get to the Eastern Conference Finals. No one said it was going to be easy. I don't think a series against Indiana would have been easy.
Well, I don't think so either. I mean, people, and thanks for the call, Ken, people make it sound like Indiana would be like, oh, you beat them in 5 and you're rested and you're fresh and, you know, maybe you go on a little vacation and then you see Milwaukee in the next round. No. Indiana wouldn't have been any cakewalk.
No, right. But you're also, I mean, you see other teams around the NBA kind of positioning themselves. You're also saying there should be a benefit to, you know, winning 50 games and being the 2 seed. And now you're going to play, you know, a Sixers team or a Heat team that don't feel like real 7 seeds.
No, well, they're not. And because Miami just, they kind of, you know, glossed their way through the regular season. And Philadelphia had a legitimate major injury during the bulk of the regular season that kept their best player out for quite some time.
Right. Listen, when it's all said and done, I mean, you got to stick true to who you are. And this is who the Knicks have been. This is who Tibbs is. This is what this team is they go out every single night and they try to compete as hard as they can and win every night. Like I said, I mean, would I have been devastated if, you know, DeMar DeRozan shot there late in OT, went in and we lost? I wouldn't have been devastated. I would have focused on, hey, listen, now we got the Pacers in the first round.
Right. I wouldn't have been devastated either. By the way, did you see what the spread was for the Knicks-Bulls game yesterday?
I did not.
Take a guess.
With the Bulls favored?
Knicks are favored by 13.5 points.
Oof. They must have thought the Bulls were going to shut it down because it was really a meaningless game for the Bulls.
Completely meaningless game for the Bulls. But, I mean, how wildly wrong did they get that? How many times do you look at something and be like, wow, Vegas, they couldn't be more right. They know exactly what's going on.
Well, see, that's one of those that's one of those prime spots, though, where you start getting nefarious with the whole gambling stuff. Right? Like you see a line like that, you know, it's like, oh, hey, the Bulls, someone must know something. The Bulls must be shutting this thing down at some point.
Right.
Like they're starting to play the first half.
They didn't shut it down at all.
No.
Kobe White played well. DeRozan played well. I think they said during the broadcast last night that DeRozan has been in the league for 14 years.
It feels like forever.
Forever. My God. Here is Tom Thibodeau on his team and the fact that they always, always, always compete.
I think when you have competitors, it doesn't matter. Competitors compete. It doesn't matter if it's a game, if it's one-on-one, if it's a shooting game, if it's dominoes, if it's some crazy podcast, whatever, they compete. And you don't have to, like, wind these guys up. And that's what I love about them. You know, and sometimes, we're not going to be perfect. We'll make some mistakes, but they're going to compete.
I don't know how you couldn't love this team.
I say it to you all the time, man. There are plenty of teams that I've rooted for where it's my team, so I root for them. But this is the best of both worlds. This is a good team, and you love them. Like, I don't know how you couldn't love them.
Yeah, you have to love them.
I mean, they're so easy to root for. All they do
is go out and give you every ounce of energy every single night.
Right, and you can tell they enjoy playing. They enjoy being around each other. And you never, ever question their effort. And they win, which is nice.
It's beautiful.
It looks like Bogdanovich is finally getting into shape, too, which is nice.
Yeah, he's playing. I mean, Burks is not going to play.
No.
Right? But Bogdanovich could. So I mean, you have your starters. You have Robinson is 6. You have Achiuwa is 7. You have Bogdanovich is 8. You have McBride is 9. I mean, there's a lot of depth on this team.
There is, for hopefully
a long run in the postseason.
That was one of the things that you were going to lean on. I think we all expected Alec Burks to be better, but the fact that Deuce has kind of stepped up now.
He's a nice player. Deuce has had a real nice season.
He has. Everyone that's been kind of thrust into these new roles.
I know, that's the thing. When you go through, and that's why it'd be so disappointing. When you go through that, like, Brunson has been better than you thought. I mean, you expected a big season. He's been better. Hartenstein's been way better. DiVincenzo's been better. McBride's been better. OG,
I mean, obviously, you acquired him midseason, so you can't really analyze that one. But, like, all of these guys, Precious Achiuwa, I mean, have been better than you thought they realistically could be.
Right. It goes back to, right, there are teams that, you know, have stars, and then there's a team like the Knicks that have players that star in their roles. And that's important. And on top of that, you know, what Tibbs was talking about, you know, competitive, you know, willingness to compete. I was listening to Julian Edelman's podcast, and he had Ty Lawn, and Julian asked him, you know, what about the Patriot way and all this other stuff, but, you know, what made those teams so special? He's like, it didn't matter what we were doing, we always were competing. He's like, if it was drinking water, it was who could drink the most water. If, you know, if the scout team was on, you know, someone would start running gassers, so then, you know, we had to compete at that, or it was push-ups. Every second was spent competing, and that carried on to the field. And you see this team, it's
very much the same.
Very much the same.
RJ.
Yes, Dave.
How you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. You have a nice weekend?
I did. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I had a very nice weekend. Very nice weekend. I have this this read to do. You want to help me out here?
Oh, sure. This is fun.
I know you love this, right? The DNR pregame party is back. Mm-hmm. Now, the show is heading out to...
Publicans.
Yeah, that's right. And where would that be?
That's in Manhasset on Long Island.
No, you're very good. And when would that be?
That's May 2nd. It's a Thursday.
It really is. So you can really start your weekend a little early. Then we're riding. What do we ride then?
The LIRR. It's a train.
It is a train. Mm-hmm. It really is. And we're going to take that LIRR train to where?
To the second annual pregame party.
And where would that be?
That would be at Citi Field.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's ahead of two teams competing in baseball. What two teams would that be?
The Mets and the Small Bears, yes.
That's right. And they're going to that's going to go right into game time. We'll do a little pregame party at Citi Field. And what time do we hustle our fannies into the game?
We're going to hustle in at 12:55 for a 1:10 first pitch.
That's right. And where will we be sitting in Citi Field?
Section 129.
Just to refresh everyone, when is this date, RJ?
Thursday, May 2nd.
Where will it be?
Publicans.
And where is that?
Manhasset.
Then we go right to?
Citi Field.
We'll see you there.
That's nice.
That's real nice. I'm done.
So that's it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like for the read or for the day?
No, for the day.
Oh, okay.
I mean, around the league, you guys have that on lockdown, I think.
Well, RJ, at least he gave us 51 minutes today.
Yeah, it's much better than quitting before the show.
We had the pre-show. I got nothing.
Oh, that was the other day.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, not today, though. I had something, and now I've spent it.
All gone.
You're broke now.
I got nothing. I did lose a little more weight, though, this week.
Well, what does a little mean?
Down an additional 1.8, 2 weeks in, 5 pounds on the dot.
Good.
What'd you eat this weekend?
I ate a little bit this weekend. Yeah, no, I ate a little bit. I had some eggs. I had some salad. I had, I ate a little bit. I did. I got a troubling email. RJ, you want me to read this email?
No, boy.
No, I'm guessing it pertains to me?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. I'm sure it does not. Would you like me to read it?
I think after now.
Hello. I do not listen to this show because I'm not really a sports gal. But my husband's a huge fan. He sometimes talks about you guys because you make him laugh all the time. My husband told me that Rick was a former number one pick in the NHL and played for the Islanders. Now, if this is the Rick that I think it is, I can confidently tell you Rick and I had physical relations while in college. And let me tell you, I was not impressed.
That sounds like a George Clooney situation. Hang on.
What's her name?
She goes on to say he has a birthmark on his thigh if he tries to deny any of this is true.
I don't have a birthmark on my thigh.
Oh.
Maybe she's mistaken then.
It just says Miss J.
Miss J.
Yeah. Anonymous Miss J.
Miss J, does your husband know about this?
Yeah,
he's talking about the show.
Maybe that's why it's anonymous.
Sounds like a George Clooney situation.
I want to know who this Miss J is.
I don't know.
The birthmark that's what on I my got. Thigh. I have a giant phoenix tattooed on my thigh.
Maybe she mistook that for a birthmark.
That'd be an unfortunate birthmark.
You were born with this thing in the shape of a phoenix.
I got to tell you, it's better than the sun and the moon and then the wizard that was covering that up.
So you think that this could be untrue?
I don't know who it is.
Right. Well, Miss J, if you want to expound a little bit on this email, we would love to hear a little bit more.
I pride myself on my performance, so I mean, that's...
We know you do. If this is the Rick I know, I can confidently tell you that we had physical relations, not just mental relations, physical relations in college. And let me tell you, I was not impressed.
Interesting.
Oof.
I don't like to hear that.
I hope it's not true.
Me too. I have a reputation I have to...
That would be very unfortunate.
Well, it sounds like it was unfortunate for her, but I don't remember. And I don't have a birthmark on my leg, so...
So maybe it's a different Rick.
Maybe.
Hopeful.
Hopefully, for my sake.
Yeah, that would be very unfortunate. Because you, I mean, how's that, you, know, you how's pride that conversa- yourself every day on your performance as a...
I really hope this lady's husband didn't just have a bomb dropped on him. That would be terrible.
Oh, yeah, but what she does in college, she's probably...
I mean, what's wrong with that? They get married. If she was with Rick 20 years ago, that's
probably
a big deal.
Probably pumps his ego up, too. Like, hey, you know, I was with Rick in college. You're better. Which I have a hard time believing.
But. I think Ray's right. This is a Clooney situation. Like, hey, you ever hear those guys, DNR?
Yeah.
Me and that guy.
I betted one of them.
I had D's D.
Oh, boy.
What? That's as clean as I could say it, all right? Look at Ray, that as growth from me.
Thanks so much for cleaning it up the way you did so beautifully.
I got yelled at the other day. Cassie's like, why is it every time the kids are in the car on the way to school, you guys have to have an inappropriate conversation?
Right, and think about other people's kids. Think about other people driving to school at 7:30 in the morning, and they have to hear about your shenanigans.
No. I was like, well, can you explain? Like, which conversation was this one? She's like, about peeing in the shower. I was like, that is not an inappropriate conversation.
I agree. I don't think that she's right with that.
Right. I think you learned a life lesson.
Yeah, I don't think
peeing in pools. You shouldn't be peeing in pools.
By the way, Peter completely stands by that he did not pee in a pool.
Right. I don't know how there's the confusion then.
Yeah, people said that he said it on air.
It seems pretty cut and dry.
It certainly does. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More Knicks. We'll get to the Rangers, Islanders, baseball, around the league, stuff you missed, 3 stars, 1-800-919-3776, DNR 98.7, ESPN. I got the D. I got the P. All right. I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use TruGreen. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it all off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April the 20th, get one application completely free. Visit TruGreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.